Welcome to Shomar Shah on the Daf. We're Mesachim Daf Ayin Tes. In Amud Aleph, we have the first Mishnah in the Masechta that refers to Pesach Sheni and gives us the rule that Pesach Sheni, when does Pesach Sheni come? When does Am Yisrael do Betuma? And as the Gemara says right after the Mishnah, that the rule is She'ein Korban Tzibur Choluk. You don't divide Korban Tzibur. You try to avoid dividing Korban Tzibur, and therefore either everybody does Betuma, where everybody does a betahara, and then some individuals do it betuma, that are coming betuma will do it Pesach Sheni. Obviously, Rav is the one who says that you could have a division, and now the Rishon already discussed, does he agree or disagree with the concept of Ein Korban Tzibur Choluk? The Shem Yishmuel says over here, a beautiful idea. He says, this concept of Korban Tzibur Choluk really explains the idea of Pesach Sheni in general. Why do we have Pesach Sheni? So we know the story. The story is that you are Noshim Shem Tumei L'Nefesh Adam. There were people that were Tomei. So they went to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Lama Nigor, why should we miss out? How can it be that we will not do Pesach? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Emdu Ve'eshmo Amai Deber Hashem, I want to speak to HaKadosh Baruch and ask him what to do. And Hashem said, you will have Pesach Sheni. And really, it's a question that already many of them are first asked. The Kliyorka asked this question, what do you mean, Lama Nigora? Whenever a person misses out on a mitzvah, it's too late. You miss out. What kind of claim it is, Lama Nigora, I can't miss out on a mitzvah? I mean, if you can't do the mitzvah, you miss out on the mitzvah. There's no a second chance to do it. So my Rebbe, Ramay Shapir Zitzal, used to explain that the pshat is that Pesach is an essential part of being a Yid. Basically, there's only two mitzvahs asay. If a person doesn't do them, he gets karis. Karis means krisa, removal, detaching from Am Yisrael. One is Bris Milah, and the other one is Pesach. So that's what they said, that's what they meant to say. How can it be that we'll miss out on being part and parcel of Am Yisrael? But the Shem Yishmuel adds more than that. Shem Yishmuel says, you know what, who were the people that were Tmein L'Nefesh Adam? They were carrying the Aron of Yosef. They were taking care of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef, his essence is that he combined Am Yisrael together. Yosef is the one who brings all the brothers together when they come to Mitzrayim, and his Me'achid unites them together. So they're saying it's impossible that us, that we're carrying the Aron of Yosef, we will have Korban Tzibur Choluk. We'll have a Korban Tzibur which is divided. Some people will do the korban, some people will not. That's impossible, especially when you're dealing with Yosef. So it can be that because we're dealing with Yosef, we'll miss out on korban Pesach. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, they're right, that everybody in Am Yisrael will be able to do a korban Pesach. The majority of people will do it on Pesach Rishon, and the people that are Tmeim, they will do it on Pesach Sheni, because ain korban Tzibur Choluk, meaning the Korban Tzibur cannot be divided. Everybody in Am Yisrael has to be part of this Korban, has to be part of the Pesach that unites everybody. As we spoke about in previous daf, that the idea of Pesach is that the whole Tzibur needs to join together. It's what Me'achid unites Am Yisrael as one. So Yimele, that's the idea. Ein Korban Tzibur Choluk, you can't divide it. That's why you must have a Pesach Sheni for the people that miss out to be able to join as well. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.